The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver. And from that time on, he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'Your teacher says, my appointed time draws near. In your house, I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, "Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me." Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him one after another, "Surely it is not I, Lord." He said, "Reply, he who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes, as he is reading of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It will be better for that man if he had never been born." Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." He answered, "You have said so." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear friends, this morning's gospel is putting us in the mood of what we are about to celebrate, the Triduum, Holy Thursday, Holy Friday, Good Friday, and Easter vigil celebrations. In today's gospel, it's quite interesting how Jesus even mentioned that someone will betray him, and the person who betrayed him even denied that he would not be the person to betray Jesus. But before this time, he had made every plans to betray the master. This gospel reminds us, my dear friends in Christ, that we as Christians, as followers of Jesus, as the new disciples of Jesus, we should be very careful not to betray our master again. We should not be like Judas. Some others, we are writing the reason why Judas betrayed the master. Some were saying because of greed. Some were saying because of political influence. But the most important thing is we are disciples of Christ. And as disciples, we are supposed to be followers of our master. Because we are his hands, we are his eyes, we are his ears. So wherever we are, it is our responsibility to defend Jesus, to defend our faith. We should not, because of influence, we betray him by not speaking up when we are supposed to speak up. We cannot keep our eyes shut when Jesus is being desecrated, especially in the Holy Eucharist. We should be the people to teach others to have reverence for the Holy Eucharist, to have reverence for the Lord. But when we do not speak up or try to encourage or lead others, we become complicit. And when we are complicit, we are betraying him. So we should always stand on our grounds to lead the people to the right path, to remind them the right thing to be done. Not to force them, but to remind them, to tell them this is what Jesus says. This is what the church teaches. Because the church is the magisterium. Whenever the church stands and makes a pronouncement, we should abide by it. So, my dear friends in Christ, as we are stepping into the triduum, it is a moment for us to think deeply about our faith, about our relationship with Jesus, and ask ourselves, are we his soldiers? You know, when we receive the sacrament of confirmation, that sacrament empowers us to be soldiers of Christ, to always stand strong, to defend our faith, to uphold our faith. So this is the moment for us to renew that. And let us remember that we are not alone. What we need to do is ask God to give us the courage to speak, to stand strong. And we can do it because his grace abounds. Because it is not us, but him speaking through us. So, let us continue to pray and ask for his mercy and for his grace so that we can have this deeper relationship with God.